League of Ireland Late Night
on Off the Ball.
Nice to know that Grimsby Town are listening to League of Ireland Late Night for your takes here, Mark, and good sales pitches on Derry City players.
Join me, Cameron Hill, on League of Ireland Late Night every Friday night at 10 on Twitter Spaces.
Off the Ball Daily.
I love my native land with energy and pride. The pride came all my crops, my sheep, my cattle died. My rent and taxes were too high. My hood was then relieved. And that's another reason why I left those skinnies. Your mother to God rest her soul. She never owed the past away from life to mortal dream. And that's another reason why I left old Skimmereen.
They were incredible. It was just an incredible race. I actually thought they were going to be ahead a lot for a lot earlier in the race. But in fairness, the Greeks and the Greeks and the Italians, they really stuck it to them. But in that last 250, they just sailed away to open water. It was absolutely incredible. There is no words. Yeah, it's just an unbelievable day for Irish rowing. Super psyched for the lads. Like, again, I guess it was never in doubt, but I think when it happens, it still doesn't take away the fact that it happened, and No swearing.
Well, go for it. Were you calm, maybe, for a change?
I'm trying to be calmer. I'm trying to be a bit more chilled out now, but it's not working. I'm doing my breathing exercises, Jer. I'm doing what all the psychs tell me to do, but it's not working. I'm still amped. I won't be coming down for a few days.
That was as dominant a performance as we've ever seen from Irish athletes, maybe with the exception of what Whiffen's been doing just recently. But they went out and they did exactly what they said they would do, and they've kind of handled this whole week perfectly.
Yeah, they have. I think they've been very, 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 very extremely controlled all week, playing themselves down the normal Irish kind of, you know, playing the underdog card. They played that very, very well. I think, to be honest, again, I said it yesterday, I think the rest of the crews knew they were racing for silver and bronze. But again, you know, you can be favourites, but yeah, well, you still have to do it. You know what I mean?
The Dutch yesterday was the big warning sign for everybody.
Absolutely. You still have to do it. And look at the Greeks. I mean, the Greeks, you never know what's going to happen. You know, the kind of way the Greeks were a massive surprise package. The Italians, like the Greeks were late till halfway, you know, They could have found something to stay out there, but they didn't. The guys had way, way too much power, way too much ability. You know, in a sport that is brutality and artistry, these boys have both in spades. A little bit more brutality than artistry, you'll have to say, you know, from a technical, you know, if we want to be a technical guru point of view. But anyway,
they're going to clip that news out as motivation now, you know that.
I know, yeah, well, there you go. Job done. But no, it's phenomenal. A great day for Irish rowing. And again, it's just going to, I mean, you can see the crowds here, Jer, packed Irish. I think that's actually the first in terms of supporters. I think Irish are the second. So phenomenal.
Dr. Pat O'Callaghan was the first Irish person to do back-to-back goals. Kelly could still do it this week, The second is Paul. He's the first ever to win three medals at successive games. You can't say enough about him.
Yeah, and the question is, Jared, the question is back to you. When are you going to officially recognise that Paula Dillerman is the greatest greatest Irish sportsman ever? A question to you, Mr. Gilroy. Are you guys ever in news talk going to actually...
I think he's on Mount Rushmore now.
Really? Just about?
Yeah, I think so.
Other heads up there?
I think so.
I think he's ahead of the other people in Mount Rushmore, right.
Just take your lap of here now. Come on.
No, you have to bow and scrape.
Today? Okay, we will.
It's Paul O'Donovan's day. Talk to us about Fintan as well, because he obviously gets less press, but like he has seen off all comers. He is the other person in that boat. He's driving Paul.
Yeah, again, like obviously Paul isn't doing it on his own. And they're very, very good couple in that respect. You have to understand, Fintan is always chasing Paul's level. Do you know, kind of way. Fintan, I mean, he's a super, super athlete, double Olympic champion. So he's like, but he, like, Paul is just there, and right. Fintan is always just that little bit behind him in terms of that. So Fintan has always been chasing Paul, and that's huge respect to him to actually live and just to be pushing and pushing. And in training, I can imagine a very difficult training partner is Paul O'Donovan, because he's going to kick the ass out of you every single day, and to stick with him and to really continue to rise to Paul's level.
One last thing about this, right? We should really, really take this in and enjoy it, because this is the last lightweight men's pair in the Olympic Games. For now, it looks like this is finished as an event. So yeah. We should really, like, do not take this for granted. This will never happen again.
No, it will never happen again. And again, back to the Olympic Council, or sorry, back to the IOC. It's kind of back to that quota game, Jer, you know, that cut away, and they've taken the seats out of the lightweight women's and men's doubles goal, and they've put them into coastal rowing. So it's this constant chasing eyeballs that is really taking out a fantastic end. Originally, lightweight rowing was taken in so because, you know, the stats say to be a heavyweight rower you need to be 180, 190, you need to be 90 kilos above. So the lightweight event was created for countries who maybe haven't had that sort of population size. It was phenomenally successful, and a really needed sport. You know, and really it filled a really, really nice gap.
Yeah.
And it definitely broadened the base of sport. And I guess now, Jared, the whole thing is eyeballs, you know, and they're going to go coastal rowing now, and that'll be another kind of, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Ireland, we have a few gaps there. But yeah, back to your point, last of its kind, the two boys will be Olympic champions forever now. Yeah. So it's nobody's going to take the title away. Shame to see it's going. I was in the four went a couple of years back. The lightweight double is going now, and it's a real shame. It's a real shame because it's a really pure event. So everybody is 70 kilos. That's the average weight. So it means it's down to what's here and what's here. It really levels the playing field, and you have to be technically really good and mentally really strong, and that's why it's such a beautiful sport.
And we're the best at it in the world.
We are. We have a chance now. The next race coming up, Jer. You never know what the girls will do. But we are the best in the world, and we should be very proud of that. And again, what a massive day for Skibbereen. I just can't imagine what it's like there. I think they have a fan park and everything down there. I just cannot imagine the crack that's going on down there. It's just, they should be very, very proud. And again, back to what I was saying to... on News Talk this morning, these medals are really owned by Ireland. Is like rowing is like a village. It's all like a county, you know, that kind of way. Everybody feels like that. Like the president of the GAA said at the everybody feels that, like, they own or a part of this medal. You know, that kind of way. At the Armagh Galway final, everybody feels they own a little piece of this
and
medal.
You all do, especially
yeah.
You.
Yeah. Well.
In fairness, like,
well, everybody's so tight.
You raised standards for a long time, and you know, you're part of this totally.
I am. Anyway, thanks very much for saying that, Jer. Here's a small video of my achievements. But anyway, I think everybody owns a big piece of that medal, more so than kind of maybe other sports that are a bit bigger, and we all feel a real connection with the guys and a real connection with the medal. And again, these guys will be racing next year at the Irish Championships, and we'll be able to come see them.
When the two lads were singing, I was like, I wonder, do they know the words because they like the song, or do they know the words because they're from Skibbereen? And it turns out they're from Skibbereen.
Lads, Skibbereen on tour. You've just given us a haunting rendition of Revenge for Skibbereen. To the lads, in your wildest dreams, did you think this was going to happen?
I suppose, like, it was in our wildest dreams, but having the reality come to us now is just really beyond anything that we could have, you know, actually fucking...
Could have tough race, but they pulled it out. Yeah. Yeah, they dug deep and they had nothing to thank at the end.
Have you seen the scenes in Skibbereen this morning?
No, not yet.
They're nearly as wild as this.
Okay, yeah. Nearly. Wait till you see the scenes in O'Sullivan's later.
Yeah, O'Sullivan's. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how long you've known the lads. You said you're both from Skibbereen.
Yeah, I've known Paul since he was hanging off my boat as a, you know, 7 or 8 year old. And Sarah Finton then, similarly, like, known the boys since they were kids.
They're unassuming. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. there's no higher.
No.
You know, there's down there, down there, fellas.
Can you tell us a little bit about the magic of Dominic Casey as well?
He's absolutely mental, and if anyone was to really go into the hours and look at the time that he spent and the commitment he's made for Skibbereen Rowing Club over the last 40 years, really, it doesn't make sense. You know, like what he gets out of it. Yeah, it might seem like he's getting, you know, big accolades and doing well out of it. He's getting nothing compared to like the time and the commitment and the effort that he's put in over the years. It's just been phenomenal. Never mind his leadership skills and just his ability to make you believe in yourself, really, is what Dominic does.
It's simple. Like, the rowing is his life. Like Rio Tokyo, you know, here.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Incredible.
Ireland's greatest ever athlete. And the first back-to-back gold medal. First back-to-back gold medal since Pat O'Callaghan.
Yeah.
And with that, they're gone. So, what's your names, lads? Sorry, I didn't even get that.
Dave O'Brien.
Both from Skibbereen.
Tony Welch.
Yeah. Both from Skibbereen. Are you both members of the rowing club?
Yeah.
Sounds like you've been...
Yeah. I live beside the rowing club. I'm like 500 metres from the rowing club.
Beautiful spot in the world.
Yeah, not bad. Nice river.
When you turn the bend and go around and you're out in that river, it must feel like heaven.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A big stretch of water all the way to Baltimore. We have the train all year round. You know, so that's a big asset.
And what does it actually mean for the town?
Oh, it's phenomenal for the town. Absolutely phenomenal. Even like it's not just about the rowing success. When you've got success like that in a small town from a sporting perspective, it, you know, the rising tide rises all boats. And I think you can see that in Irish rowing as well. Just look at it from a rowing perspective. Once the lads, you know, broke through that, you know, glass ceiling or whatever you're talking about, whether it be glass ceiling, but whenever you...
It was in Rio, the catalyst was there.
And, you know, I suppose I'm probably, you know, putting a bit too much, behind the lads, saying that I think that there's a lot to be said for what's happening in Irish sport in general at the Olympics, based on what the lads did in Rio.
They definitely drive standards.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they make people believe what's possible, you know. Yeah. Two arms, two legs, pull like a dog.
Lads, you've been brilliant.
A to B, as fast as you can.
Thank you so much.
And encapsulate what this means for you and for the lads. It's a lifetime's achievement, and you've created a bit of history. The lads have gone back to back gold. It's the first time since Dr. Pat O'Callaghan, and Paul is the first Irish athlete ever to do it in 3 successive Olympic Games. What does it mean for you?
I'm delighted for the athletes, you know. I suppose, you know, they really worked hard and they put in a strong performance, so you can't ask for any more, really.
Finton in particular talked about the difficult year that he's had, and it was only just before Lucerne that he kind of finally came back and started to feel okay, but they put a lot down to the last training block that they did. What were they doing there that made you feel a bit comfortable about their form?
Well, I suppose like Finton, he gets sick early in the year there, and he took him a spell to get over it, you know, and I suppose they trained really hard from Lucerne on. They really trained really hard, put a, you know, really knuckle down, and it made a big difference, you know.
Why do you think it's so special in Skibbereen? What's going on?
Oh, I don't know about that. I suppose it's a good centre for rowing, like, you know. There's a good river there and all that, you know. And I suppose there's a good success, you know. Success makes success as well, you know. So it helps the club keep going.
You've obviously been there for 40 years. When you saw the lads coming in, first the O'Donovan brothers and then Finton afterwards, did you know straight away that this was a crop of rowers that could go wherever they wanted?
I think so. Yeah, I think they were good all the way through, like, you know. And I think they made a difference, you know.
And so what's your role in all this?
Well, my role is just helping, best of helping them out the best I can, you know. But really, I mean, I suppose a lot goes down to Rowing Ireland as well, because you know, we train in National Rowing Centre in Cork, and it's a good centre, you know, and there's plenty of water there and good setup there, you know. So it's we have to thank Rowing Ireland as well for all they do, you know.
Everybody talks about the hours that you spend doing it, so you must really love it.
Ah, yeah, you know, you have to like it to do it, you know, because it takes a long time, you know.
Yeah. What do you get out of it?
Well, I suppose I like to see people winning and being successful, you know.
Yeah.
That's about it, really.
Yeah. And it's enjoyable, I presume.
Oh, it's enjoyable, yeah. Enjoyable, yeah. Definitely when they you know, when they reach, you know, when they do well, you have to be happy for them, you know.
And one last thing, do you get nervous during the races watching them? Or are you
nervous? I'm anxious, I guess, but I'm nervous, you know. Yeah. Anxious.
And when you see it's going well, you're comfortable enough, or is there a
you know, if they're about to come through, you know. Yeah.
Listen, congratulations. Has the scale of the achievement sunk in just yet?
I suppose I don't get too excited, you know.
Yeah, but Dr. Paddy Callan is one of those names that we grew up with as kids that was like seemed totally unattainable.
Yeah.
And now they've just matched them today.
Yeah, it's good. Like it's great for rowing as well, for the sport, you know.
Yeah.
Great for rowing.
And Muskie Breen as well.
And for every club in Ireland, really, because all the athletes, you know, every club in Ireland will be people coming into every club in Ireland now.
Yeah.
You know, more and more. Yeah.
Dominic, congratulations. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Off the ball, daily.